Shishim.
Okay, good. All right. Brachos Mem Chesamid Aleph. Here we go. This is a classic daf. You have a few things here. First of all, the daf begins with what it continued off the end of yesterday, which we didn't get to, but it's the topic of today, is can you count a child for a minion? Right? Can you throw a, you have nine people, you want to throw a kid, have him hold a chumash, does that work or not? Right? Echad ochel yarg mitstarfin, does it work or not? Can you mitstarfin that way? Yanai hamalka, karech rifte, bahadi adad, yanai the melech and the malko, they ate bread together. And when the kata luhu rabbanu lavi inish labruchei luhu, they killed the Yanai Hamelech killed all the Chachmei Yisrael. The Gemara Kedushin 66a. I mean, it's not a guy. It's not Stam Agadata. It seems like a historical Agadata.
Yeah. Determination is 13 or 16.
So the Gemara continues and says the following. So he killed off all the Talmidei Chachamim. And he had no one there to ask his questions to about life. The Gemara in Kedushin said he did that because the Chachamim were questioning the status of his kahuna. They dared to question the status of his kahuna, and he set off with their heads. And he really he killed all of them. And so he said to his wife, "What are we going to do?" So Amr Leila Debisu Man Yavla Gardrach. So Yanai Melch said to his wife, "Who's going to give us someone who could bless us?" Amr Leila, she said to him, "Ishtabli di masina lechei gaver dlo mitzdarle. If you swear to me that if I bring you a person who can do it, you're not going to kill him." He swore. They brought him Shimon ben Shetach as one of the ones they brought him. Okay, that's a significant Gemara as well. Okay, there's another famous Gemara here. Amr Avnachan Moshe Tikan Lehem Yisrael. Bishashi Yared Lehem Haman, the Moshe made a Birkas Hazan when the benching came from Moshe when the man fell down. That's where it came from. No, Yeshua instituted Birkas Haaretz once they came to Eretz Yisrael. David Shlomo instituted Bnei Yerushalayim. David instituted Al Yisrael Amecha, Val Yerushalayim Erecha. Everybody had different parts of it, right? They had Damar of Nasa Osa Yom Shenitnu Haruge Beisar Likvura Tiknu Biyavna Hatovu Metiv Hatov Shalohi Srichu the Haruge Beitar. Even though they were there without Kvura, they didn't rot. Metiv Shenitnu Likvura, they finally were given a Kvura. Tana Rabbanan Seder Birkas Hamazon. This is the order of the Birkas Hamazon. It goes through the actual order of the Birkas Hamazon. Tana Rabbanan Birkas Hamazon Min HaTorah. Where do we know the Birkas Hamazon is Min HaTorah? It says Vachalta Vesavata Uveirachta. Right? The whole what's the makor for it? And Rav Meir says, how do I know? Just like you make a bracha on the good, you make a bracha on the bad. Tam alomar sher nosan lecha Hashem lekecha dayanecha b'chol din shedancha ben midah tov midah pranias. Right, that you tova, everything is for the good that God does, and that's what you have in this Gemara. You have also another famous agadata that Abaye v'Rava hava yasva kamei de Rava. That's an Amud Aleph. That Abaye and Rava were sitting in front of Rava. You know, we'll get to that agadata in a minute. Let's start saying over a few ideas. First of all, using a katan for a minion. So what does that mean? So when Avram prayed for the people of Sodom and the four other areas around it, so he asked Hashem to save them if there's 45 righteous people that are going to be there, which Rashi says would be the equivalent of a minion of righteous people per city, 9 plus Hashem counting as the 10th, right? That's what Rashi says over there. 9 plus, funny Rashi over there. So can one consider there to be a minion of less than 10? So that's our sugya right here. And Rav Yeshua ben Levi Paskins in our Gemara that if you have 9 adults and a baby, you could bench as if you had the minion. As if you had the minion. Rav Huna says that if you have 9 adults, you can count the Aron HaKodesh to form a minion. Okay, does it work or not though, halachically? Strange to you because you never see them do it, but maybe it counts. So Rav Nachman says, exactly your point, is an Aron a person? What are you talking about? Aaron's not a person. Why are you counting the Aron? So Rav Huna meant that there are situations where 9 people can act as though they're a minion. And Rav Ami said that 2 great Talmidei Chachamim who sharpen each other in their halacha could be considered the equivalent of 3 for a Zeman. Okay, 2. Rav Yochanan said that a child who's almost bar mitzvah can be the 3rd for a Zeman. And so the Gemara concludes that we don't allow a mezuman with less than 3 adults or a minion with less than 10. The only exception, right? It says, the top line of our Gemara said it. V'leis hilchasa kachol hanishmaisa. The halacha is not like this Gemara, these Gemaras, these cases. It does not follow these cases. Okay, so why would anybody think it would be permitted? What's the debate over here? When the Gemara says the halacha does not follow these cases, which cases was it going on? That line. Was it going on every single one of these cases? Or was it going on a particular statement? That's the whole debate, whether or not a tenth child counts for a minyan. When a Gemara says the halacha is not like that, what is that? Right? When you learn Gemara, you got to know what the pronouns are referring to.
What was the previous thing?
It just said a whole list of things here. Of you can count one for the Aaron, you can count for that for the minyan. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kol ha-meshacharir. How do you know? Maybe that line, the halacha is not like those cases. Which cases? Which ones? Everything the Gemara just said for the last 15 lines? Why not go back 5 pages? How do you know what it was referring to? So that's the debate. So the Gemara says the halacha is we don't go like these cases. Rabbeinu Tam Paskins that you can rely on the opinion of Yeshua ben Levi that 9 adults and a basically the top of our Tosa says over here. Leis halacha salkani shmaisa. Mashman dekai nami Rabbi Yochanan. It seems like it's also going on Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi points out. I don't agree, he says. I don't agree. The Rivash felt that if one should not follow the Makil approach, but rules that those who do rely on it can only do it when the child's at least 9 years old. Others say that a minor can be counted as the 10th, but only if he's 12 years old, which Halacha recognizes as the age of majority for oaths and vows. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. But you should know, by the way, no one allows more than one child for a minion. Tosfos over here. Big Tosfos, Valais. Oh, so let's follow through. So this, let's see, we're in the middle of it. So this big Tosfos over here on the left side says that some people counted a child holding a Chumash as the 10th man. And he says that Rabbeinu Tam criticized that, saying if we follow Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's opinion, then what do you need a Chumash for? The 10th kid is fine, right? According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And if we don't follow it, what's holding a Chumash going to do any different? So Rabbeinu Tam said further that even should you find a statement of Chazal somewhere that says a child holding a Chumash is a minion, but that's talking about a Chumash that was used back then, which had one of the 5 Chumashim written on a Torah scroll, like a mini Sefer Torah. Not Stam a Chumash, but in the time of Rabbeinu Tam, the Chumashim were still handwritten, but they were no longer written as scrolls. They were bound in books like we have. And therefore, there'd be no basis to permit counting a child to hold a Chumash of the type in that era. Now, what's the source for this custom, perhaps, of counting a child with a Chumash to the minion? So Rabbeinu Tam thought there was no such makor. There's nothing in the halachic literature that would warrant such an idea. And he says, since the practice, the minig, was widespread, there must be somewhere. Now, by the way, realize something else. In the days of the Rishonim, all halachic material was handwritten, almost always on parchment, and it was therefore very expensive and difficult to have access to Sfarim. So Rabbeinu Tam says it doesn't exist. You have to understand, he doesn't necessarily see the entire catalog that we can look at now, because we can look stuff up on a Safaria, on here, there. They didn't have that luxury. And Rabbeinu Tam had such a respect for Klal Yisrael that he assumed it must be somewhere. Because he says it's become a common minhag, but it must be somewhere. I don't know. And it's what the Gemara calls Chanoch, you know, Hanoch Lehem Li Yisrael. Im Ein Nevi'im B'nei Nevi'im Heim. The Gemara Pesachim says, leave Yisrael alone. If they're not prophets, they're the children of prophets. There's something that they intuited, that they figure was the correct practice over here. So Rabbeinu Tam said that should a statement of Chazal like this exist, it would only include a Chumash written on a Torah scroll, not a Stam idea. Now let's get to current, present-day poskim. Later poskim say that having a child hold a Sefer Torah would count as a 10th according to that. Ramosha Feinstein says that the requirement of having the child hold a Sefer Torah would not require that it be a kosher Sefer Torah, right? Even if the Sefer Torah, that is no good because some words are no longer legible. Okay, so he's just explaining within that understanding that would be the case. Now, how do we paskin? Bottom line, how do we paskin? So most Rishonim rule that you cannot count the child as a 10th, even when he's holding a Chumash or a Torah. For example, the Rambam writes Hilchas Tefillah that a minion for Tefillah must be a minimum of 10th man. But for benching, there he allows the 10th person to be a child who is 7 years old or older. Okay, so by benching, you could switch up to Elokeinu for 10. And he says that's how he understands the end of the Gemara, right? That counting a child for a mezumin or a minyan benching, and that's the basis for Sephardic practice. But the Rambam does not allow counting a child for that. But praying with a minyan, that needs 10 adults, no exceptions. The tour, what?
Benching is derisive.
Not the Zeman, though. Maybe not the Zeman, right? Not the Zeman. Yeah. The tour mentions that some do permit the inclusion of one child if they put a Chumash in his hands, but he says that his father, the Rosh, says that you should never count the child as part of a minyan or a mezumen, and the Rosh is the main opinion followed by the Ashkenazim. Right.
There are some from Shul Zed. They have nine. I know Sriko told me about when he was in the resort.
So let's still continue. So some poskim say that a minor can be counted for the tenth of a minyan for benching, but can be counted. They can't be for benching, but they can be counted to allow the reading of the Torah, the laning. And the Tashbetz writes like that. And the reason for that distinction is that sometimes a minor can be given aliyah to the Torah. Shulchan Aruch mentions at times when a minor, Simchas Torah, we do it. Right, yeah. Some authorities permit even giving a child one of the seven aliyahs, and all authorities permit giving a child maftir, read haftarah. And therefore, for that mitzvah, he's considered an adult. The Magen Avraham quotes his opinion of the Tashbetz.
It's a minor with Shtei Sarot, or just a Stama minor?
Stama minor. Stama minor. So so the Magen Avraham quotes this opinion of the Tashbetz, but he himself doesn't accept it. And the Ramah don't accept this line of reasoning. But you see there's a few outliers. Again, let's review. Ashkenazim seem to be pretty strict on this one. The Rambam allows it by benching. And the Tashbetz allows it by Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, now in regard to Tefillah, Shulchan Aruch says some allow the recital of Dvarim Shebekedusha, Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Kedusha, when there are nine adults and one minor who's older than 6 years old and understands what's going on. He says, but this is not the opinion of the Gedolei Poskim. It's not the opinion. So with that, you know, Shulchan Aruch is providing like a, you know, honorable mention to Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, but it seems that we do not count the child as a minion. Later Poskim, Magen Avraham concludes that you may include a minor holding a chumash, but not more than one. He says it for Borchu, Kedusha, and Kaddish. However, you should not say any of the Kedeshim at the end of davening. The Mishnah Berurah said that many later authorities should not count a child as part of a minyan, even under whatever circumstance the Magen Avraham was permitting. The Balatanya, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, says, don't correct somebody that used a child as the 10th person in the minyan. Leave it be. Leave it be. No, don't recommend it, but leave it be. And the Shilas and Chuvis Mina Shemayim, one of the Bali Tosos, allowed two children as a big kula. Now, in the contemporary poskim, so you have the Bruzena Rav, was the Marsham, Rav Shlomo Mordechai Cohen Shwadron, who was the grandfather of the Magid, Rav Shalom Shwadron, right? So he says, he was asked the following. He says, the only minyan in a small community in Hungary has been meeting for the past 25 years, Shabbos Yontif. Recently, the individual who hosts the minyan has been insisting that they incorporate certain innovations in the minyan. Changing the nusach of the shul, requiring the audience to say the whole davening quietly, and even not a main should be said out loud. The guy who owns the house where the minyan has been davening has now agreed to let some people form their own minyan. Says, you know what? You don't like my show? You could do your own minyan. But the group making their own minyan has nine adult men. Can they lechatchila break away and then put a kid as the 10th? That was the tshuva the Marsham faced. The Marsham concludes,
what year was that?
This was 1920s. So the Marsham says that he's wary of the balabayas of the original shul, and therefore they could be makel, make their own opinion, and he concludes they could rely on the opinion if necessary. They could have two children even holding a sefer Torah, like the Shals and Chuvas Min HaShemayim. So he's the only late authority that we know of, the Marsham, who permitted this eight men plus two children to be considered part of the minyan. Okay, so that was an interesting psak of the Marsham.
What was his reasoning?
That he felt that they're going to stay. If they don't have a minyan, these people are going to stay with this guy who's turning it into a reform minyan.
I see.
That's what he was afraid of. Now, I want to do this agadita. It's one of my favorite agaditas of Abaye and Arava. So let me give you some drush here. This I learned from the Shvile Pinchas, Rav Pinchas Friedlander. Okay? Rav Pinchas Friedman, sorry. It was the Belzer Dayan. Right? God takes Avraham and says, Habet na Shemaima. Right? Look up to the heavens. Right? And Rashi says, Hotzio to achutzo, meaning he took him out of his tent to show him, Lirot, right? He took him out of his tent to show him the sky. So why this whole thing with the stars? Why did he take Avraham to show him the whole stars, right? You know, he already promised him you're going to be numerous. By the way, the stars thing is Perek Tesvav. Telling him he's going to be numerous was already Perek Yud Gimel. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that the initial promise was that he's going to be at Zaracha Ka'afar Aretz. That you're going to be a lot of people. But Afar Ka'aretz means lowly people. He didn't want lowly people, Avraham. He wanted people who are going to be high. So the next promise, says the Orach Chaim, was that God said they're not just going to be like the dust of the earth. They're going to be like the stars of the sky, right? That's the second promise, okay? The Gemara in Sukkah 28a says, Amru alav Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Shelo hiniach mikra u'mishna gemara, davar gadol davar katan. He never left anything mikra, psukim, mishna, gemara. He never left anything big, small, that he did not learn, right? What is the small things that he didn't learn? It says, the habayas, Abaye v'Rava, the back and forth, the exchange of Abaye and Rava. Why is Abaye and Rava the protocol or example of the smaller things that he got to learning? Okay, so and why did they have that distinction? There were many rabbis who argued with each other in the Gemara. Why is there this own category called Abaye's Havayas Abaye v'Rava? I have a sefer 300 pages on all the machloksim of Abaye and Rava. Beautiful sefer. Okay, so now's our Gemara. Now we come to our Gemara. I'm going to give you a beautiful pshat on this Gemara. The Gemara in Brachas 48a. Abaye and Rava were young, and they were learning from Rabba. Rabba asked them, Amr lehu, lemi mevarchinan, who do you bless? Amr lehi, Rachmana, Hashem. Then he says, Rachmana hecha yasve. It's our Gemara. Where does Hashem sit? Rava pointed towards the ceiling. Abaye goes outside and point towards the heaven. Rabba says to them, Tarvaihu Rabbanan Havyasu. You both are great rabbi. You're going to be great people, both of you. The Gemara concludes with a saying, Hainu da Amre Inshin, Butsin Butsin Mekatfe Yade. Small pumpkins are desirable as soon as they sprout from the vine. They are going to be great and amazing people, Abai and Rabba. One pointed to the ceiling, one pointed to the sky. Yes. What's the pshat in the Gemara?
No.
Oh.
They were doing Yeh even in this Gemara. So they were Abai and Rabba. And there were, Rabba was telling them, what's
because we're talking about katan for a minion and young people growing up, and they're talking about a young story of growth.
Okay.
I think just from there. So listen to the pshat in this Gemara. Chasam Sofer says the following. Okay. Chasam Sofer says the machlokas here between Abaye and Rava. What's the machlokas? Ceiling, sky. What's the machlokas? So the pasuk in Bereishis Perek Hey pasuk of Dalet says Ve'yishalech Chanoch es Elokim. Chanoch went with God. Ve'einenu ki lokosel. He's no longer here because God took him. Targum Yonason says Upolo Chanach Bekushto, meaning Chanoch served Hashem, and he was no longer present among the living. He went up and like to serve God, for he ascended to the Shemayim by Hashem's decree, and from then on his name changed to the angel Matetron. Okay, that's the Targum Yonason. He was named from then on Chanoch was Matatron. Tosfos and Chulin says, the piyut from Simchas Torah, Tokif Matatron Sar, Hanepach Lavush Mibasar. He took on the flesh of a human being. So we talk about, it has a basis, the piyut also refers to the fact that Chanoch became a great angel. Okay, it's a Tosfos and Chulin. Chasam Sofer says, Chanoch, while alive, separated himself from all human beings so he wouldn't be corrupted. And therefore, as a reward for that, he was transferred into the Malach Matat. But Avram didn't become a Malach, says the Chasam Sofer. Why? Because his path wasn't one of isolation. He realized that's not his purpose. His tachlis is not to remove himself from the world. This is straight up Rav Goldberg Karen Biavde, right? Is to be in the world, right? Is to raise up the world. So Rabba was asking, how do you make Hashem king of the universe? Hey Chiyasi, where does God sit? Where is God's throne? By staying in the Beis Medrash and pointing at the ceiling, Rava was saying, it's here in the Beis Medrash. Right? Separate yourself. Abaye walked outside and pointed up to the stars. That's Rav Shvile Pinchas' vort. And that's an unbelievable vort. And that's the message of Vayetzei Hotu.
But he wouldn't be pointing the ceiling. He would be pointing to the Aron Kodesh.
No. It's pointing to the room. It's the room. Vayotzo to Achutzo. He takes him outside. It says he took him outside, Avram. Yotzo to Achutzo. The Gemara in Yoma says, Avram Avinu Zokin v'yoshev b'yeshiva haya. He was sitting in yeshiva. Vayotzo to
b'chutzo. So then why do you get charged to become a malach, like Matatron, and when you don't...
It's a path. It's not an Avera.
But what's the...
It's a path. It's a path.
And how do you become
the path for Avram.
How do you become an Or LaGoyim?
By the way, and this is the debate, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, about staying in the cave, coming out of the cave. Yeah. That's the debate. Some did it, it didn't work. Some did, it did. So the point is that it's not for every. The Chassid seems to be understanding it's not for everybody. There are some who are meant to be rarefied, set aside. But for the masses and for the great ones, they're meant to be ma'uravim abrias. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, that's why there's no bracha by the pigeon aben. Sorry, why is there a bracha by the pigeon aben? Opposite. Why is there a bracha? This kid was supposed to live a life of kedusha. You bought the child away now to do mundane things. Why is there a bracha? So says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he says, because the child's not supposed to, the goal of the Jew is not to live an ascetic life. The goal of the Jew is to become ma'uravim abrias. So the Megala Muka says that just as Bnei Yisrael couldn't it's Bereishis of Vayikhu es Lot vet Rechusho Avram vayelchavahu Yoshev Bistom, right? When they took Lot. So the Arizal says, Rava comes from Nama the Ammoni, a descendant of the daughter of Lot. Listen to this. The hint is Rechusho ben Achi. When the Klippos took Lot hostage, Rava's neshama was also taken in that moment. So Megala Muka says, just as Bnei Yisrael couldn't receive the Torah Shebichtav until after Gullus Mitzrayim, they couldn't get the Torah Shebaal Peh until after Gullus Bavel. So after Avram went to Egypt, right? That's after that, to receive the Torah Shebichtav, you fought the four kings. One was Amraphel, the king of Bavel, and the Rizal pointed out, Nitzotz Rava was there. So Avram waged war to bring out the Havayas of Abaye and Rava. He was the one who brought out the Abayas, Havan Rava, brought it into the world. There was one more topic that I wanted to get to, we're not going to get to, is really to explore this mitzvah of chinuch. But we'll have a chance to get to a chinuch gemara over and over again. Okay, we'll stop there for today.